This is the Bit Smack Podcast for August 4th, 2005. Welcome to Bit Smack Weekly. If you can find a better podcast on the internet, buy it. I am your host, RC, and with me is Goes, K-Dog, and a special guest star this week, DJ Paranoia from BimaniStyle.com.
Hi.
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 We probably should have said hi after he said our name so people listening can know who's saying
what.
We'll
keep that in mind for next week.
Why does that matter?
K-Dog.
I'm Goes.
Hey, people, you don't know who I am.
I'm K-Dog.
Our loyal listeners know our voices by now.
What if I talk like this?
What if I talk like this?
I'm the strange one here.
So, I'm kind of tired, so I'm not saying much today.
All right.
So, here's my Match.com update. I found out I've been being screwed by Match for several weeks now. It
would
turns out
at least you're getting something out of the whole deal.
And not in a good way. It turns out that when you send an email through it, they actually strip out any email addresses that you send. So you can't send your personal email address. So I've been only getting responses by girls that either signed like as subscribers or they have AOL Instant Messenger because I put my screen name in there. So there's this whole big percentage of people that have not even been able to respond to me.
How are they supposed to respond to you?
Well, I put my email address so that if they're not a subscriber, they can still email me.
How'd you get their address if they're not a subscriber?
You send through Match.
Oh. Well, how hard is it to obfuscate your email?
That's what I'm doing now. But I didn't realize that until someone told me that she'd been trying to email me, and like it was kept screwing up.
What are you, ChunkyLover79@AOL.com?
So, yeah, I'm kind of pissed about that. But that's about my only update for that.
Well, that was
another world news. Match.com, MySpace, Friendster, etc. A waste of time.
I don't know.
I mean, has it really been working for you? I mean, how many people have really replied to you? Because all I ever get on, like, MySpace and stuff are just, like, a bunch of retarded people who are like, hey, let's be friends, and they never say anything to me after that.
On Match, I've been on 3 dates in the last 2 weeks, and I got another date tonight, which is why we're doing the podcast early.
Crazy.
So it's all right.
MySpace just sold to the Robert Murdoch Corporation for $500 and some million.
Fox News.
Yeah, so they're doing something right.
MySpace is 50% Fox News, 50% Intermix Media, which is also known as E-Universe Spyware.
But I don't like MySpace as much as LiveJournal.
MySpace
LiveJournal
is even.
Dude, MySpace, seriously, all I use it for is to, like, have people friend me and think that they're cool because I friend them back. Like, and LiveJournal, like, every now and then I'll go on and I'll post something like, everybody sucks, or something like that. And it's not even like an emo post, it's just kind of like, hey, I hate you all.
If you're on LiveJournal, isn't the everybody sucks implied?
For the most part, I mean, yeah, but I don't know. Fuck, it's a live journal.
So, should we open up the Bismack mailbag?
Yeah, we got one from Roger, the Raj, and he emailed it in. So, thanks to the miracle of technology, we have to have the computer read it to us. Here it goes.
Hey, Bismackers. I have been inspired by your show to run my own podcast in the coming months. I'd like to do a roundtable discussion where the members of my podcast are in the same room as me, sitting around a table and discussing important matters of the week. Unlike your podcast where each member is many miles away, I was hoping you could recommend a microphone that would serve this purpose. I'm looking to spend under $100 and am running a Windows 2000 machine. I'd like to only use one microphone for this, but if it is cheaper to purchase individual mics for my members, then I would be up for that idea, but am unsure how I would hook them into my computer as I am not looking to use a mixer board in the near future. And, just so you know, I do not want to use headsets.
Okay, the Raj has the coolest voice
I am
ever.
Gay.
That sounds just like him, by the way.
Okay, for your single mic solution, I picked up, and it's actually the mic I'm using right now, picked up at Micro Center. It was $25, a Shure 8900, came with the mic, an XLR connector, which is on the back of mics, to an eighth-inch jack, so it plugs right into your mic adapter on your sound card. So that's the cheapest if you just wanted one mic.
But don't you need, like, some kind of boom mic if you're doing multiple people or something?
Well, I don't know how he's going. He doesn't say how many people.
I think
what did we do it last time?
What?
How did we do it last time when I was in Ohio?
We had multiple mics.
We had multiple mics.
And I think he's going to want multiple mics, too.
I don't know if there's a way around using a mixer.
Well, I would if it's only one person, you don't need a mixer. You can go buy this Shure mic for $25 and you're good to go.
I think he's got at least three.
Yeah, with multiple people, you're going to want a mixer.
And that one you got was what, $80?
The one I use, which you can have up to four mics plugged into it, is $80. So if he bought that, then he wouldn't have any money left to buy some mics. What'd you say, K-Dog?
Sell some plasma.
Well, you can also...
Or sperm.
They sell a $60 one that you could probably plug a mic into one of the... It's got two XLR inputs for mics, but it also has a few other stereo inputs that you might be able to plug mics into. And that's $50. It's the Behringer UB1002. And a set of mics. Let's see
what if they just stuck an iRiver in, like, the middle of the table?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's true. Pick up the 256 meg iRiver and just stick it in the middle of the room.
That's how we did the Batman Begins podcast.
It's got a very hot mic, and you won't have a problem picking up everybody in the room.
Yeah, just like the Batman Begins podcast, you'll hear the girls giggling in the background and people driving by in cars and motorcycles.
That was the Too Fast, Too Furious edition.
So that is a good idea. Can't believe I didn't think of it. Darn it.
Yep, well, you lose 5 K-Dog points.
Musician's Friend, if I was going to put money into it, I would start out getting the iRiver. And use that to record, because it should be able to record everybody.
Plus, then you can take it places and stuff, too.
But in the future, then, you could look at getting the Behringer mixer for $60. And this is all from musiciansfriend.com. That's where I usually get stuff. They have a microphone stand and cable package for $25. So you could pick up two of those, and you're out another $50. But you'd have two mics and a mixer. And you could still, that would be semi-portable, because you could plug the mixer into the iRiver, too. The iRiver, I had the 512 meg that I use. It doesn't need to be that big. The 512 is over $100. I think the 256 is cheaper.
I have the gig.
And for what he's doing, that'd be way overkill.
Keaton records like 8-hour podcasts by himself.
Well, my iRiver can store like 30 hours if you put it on low enough quality.
Mine can do like 80.
Ooh. So, the Raj, that's what we would do. Get an iRiver first.
Hey, and when you do all that, let us know how it turns out.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll invite you on this podcast.
With the iRiver, you don't have to worry about software or anything. What?
I know he has.
Okay. All right,
let's move on to news. Apparently,
give me a second. I had to find it.
If it's not instant, I totally call you on it. The big news this week, Apple finally, after however many years Apple's been in business, finally released a two-button mouse.
No one really knows.
Scientists argue that
since
1977. It was lost many years ago.
In translation. No one
really, it's 77.
Apple in German means a whale's vagina.
Where'd that come from?
Anchorman.
Man.
So I went by the – I stopped by the Apple store yesterday to try out this new mouse. And I have to say I'm not impressed with it. It's got a little rollerball thing that you can actually scroll in all four directions. But I didn't find scrolling to the left and right very comfortable.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I... And it clicks just like the old mouse. So it's not really buttons. You're just clicking the whole thing.
Now, was it configured for two-button mode?
It does. Yeah, it is. Like... The right, wherever the right button would be, that's where you click, and it still does the right button.
But
stuff.
The one you're working, because by default, it doesn't do right and left.
They set it up then, because it was working, the right button. And the other thing I was disappointed is, I went into the preferences, and you can change the scroll speed, but it changes it for vertical and horizontal have to be the same. So, like... Horizontal, it wasn't scrolling fast enough, and vertical is scrolling too fast. I don't know. I wasn't that impressed with it, and plus it's corded, so it's not cordless.
How did the squeeze buttons work?
Oh, yeah, that was my other complaint, is the squeeze buttons. You have to, like, instead of setting them up as two different buttons, you have to squeeze both of them, and it counts as one button.
Yeah.
And you have to squeeze pretty hard, I think. So I didn't really like that feature.
Well,
I say wait until they come out at least with a cordless version, but it's not as good as like a Logitech or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a waste of time to me, especially because, I mean, how many things are you going to do on your computer that really like require, you know, scrolling in both directions?
Well,
especially with the internet. I mean, like, especially with the internet. If you go to a web page and it's like scrolling is broken like that, whoever it is must be a retard to design that web page. So.
Somebody brought up a good point. It's if you're a graphic designer or page layout, that gives you an easy way to span to scroll across your document, left, right, up and down. 45.
I don't know. I've never had an issue where I've needed to do something like that.
No.
I mean, like, even when I'm editing, like, an image in Photoshop that's, like, way bigger than my desktop, I still just do it, like, piece by piece, so there's no reason to have an extra, you know, like, scrolling left to right feature on my mouse.
I want to try it. I think.
And also, someone took apart a Mighty Mouse, so we'll post the link to that, too.
Ooh. Do we have any other news this week?
Actually, I've got some breaking news. I got posted on front page of Dig for a link.
Ooh.
But all the links go to the front page on Dig.
I'm pretty happy about that because it's number two right now on Dig. Latest news, I got 108 digs for it.
Did you save a screenshot of that?
Oh, yeah, I can right now.
There it is. Dead Aim is now dead thanks to AIM.
What?
Submitted by Crouton6.
And he's even got the BitSmack icon.
You know it. Uh-huh.
That's funny. I don't know. I just found out on Google that there are MP3 websites out there hot linking to my server for their MP3s. I find
nice.
That interesting. Yeah, they're like, this is hosted on a third-party server. It's not really news, but it pisses me off. Oh.
Your web host, you should be able to go in and tell them not to do that.
So I'm just going to delete all this stuff. It's like a year old MP3 that I just never bothered to take off anyway. So
because on BitSmack,
my fault, I guess.
BitSmack, we were having a problem with something like that.
I was linking on from BitSmack to Bomani Style actually, and then we noticed.
I turned that off.
Goes disabled that.
You were linking to our picked photo gallery.
Yep.
But now you have your precious Moblog.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, we're ready to move on to rants. Guess so.
All right.
Sorry, I feel the need to rock out during that song.
I did all my rants last week, so I don't have any.
You know what? You know what really grinds my gears? People in the 18th century. It's called an automobile, people. Get with the times.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
RC, you're sounding like crap now.
All right,
seriously,
I'll try to stop that. I don't have any rants this week.
I don't have any rants either.
What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Life's great.
I don't know. How could your life be so great when you guys live in Ohio, right?
The world is just peachy.
Dude, yeah, there's something going on wrong when nobody has anything to bitch about.
I was too lazy
I don't know. I think
complain.
All right, here's my rant for the week. I was working at GameStop last Sunday, and I purchased one of those limited edition Halo Xboxes. A dude brought it in, sold it to me for like $100. I had it for maybe about 4 hours, and some asshole came in and reached behind the counter and stole it while I was helping another customer.
Nice.
And,
gosh.
Yeah. So.
Don't you guys have a back room?
No, we do, but the thing is I was playing Halo 2 like 5 minutes prior. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of my fault for, like, having it out there and hooked up to the TV that we had there. But, I mean, either way, it's just like, what's wrong with people now, you know? The dude was right on camera. The camera was literally, like, right next to him. We have it on tape. But that guy's never going to come back. We don't have his personal information or anything, so, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm screwed
man.
Out of an Xbox. I mean, I'm not really too pissed about it because I've still got two Xboxes otherwise. But, I mean, still, it's just like the whole fact of the matter that people don't even care about security cameras anymore, you know?
You need to put his picture on a flyer and paste it in the GameStop windows so anybody that comes in can say, oh, yeah, I know that loser.
Well, I mean, he took an Xbox without the controllers and the hookups and everything like that. I'm thinking he's going to go sell it for crack or something like that. The dude seemed pretty, like, shady to begin with, so.
If this was TV, they would take that video and be able to zoom in and then, like, do facial comparing.
Dude, our cameras suck. I think we got, like, everything except his hair. It, like, still cut him off. And we've only got one camera in the store, so, I don't know. It's just people. Jesus.
Okay, let's move on to commentary and reviews. We don't need to talk about daylight savings time, do we?
You put it in there.
I know, but I'm not excited about it anymore.
Well, okay, I've got a review. I've got a review of Family Guy the movie.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It comes out next month on DVD. But
hey, RC, what's wrong with your mic?
Okay, I'll hold it way out here. Does that help?
No,
it's staticky.
Yeah.
I can't help that.
Did you yell into it and break it?
No. At least I hope not.
Yeah, we'll keep on talking.
His almighty voice just caused the mic to break down.
So, if you have any skills whatsoever, you probably already have the Family Guy DVD downloaded. I thought it was a pretty good movie. It was kind of like a longer TV show, except they swore a lot in it.
Yeah, they dropped the F-bomb, so I've heard.
I highly recommend it. I give it 4.5 out of 5.5 stars.
I just recently received my Western Digital 320 gigabyte Media Center USB 2.0 FireWire external hard drive. It works pretty cool. I've only had it for a day, so I can't really give an in-depth review. But it does have an 8-in-1 media reader, which I thought was pretty cool.
Do you have 8 forms of media?
No. But it will read them all. Other than that, I haven't bought anything new.
I bought a laptop last night. It won't be until the end of August.
Some crappy Dell.
I got a good deal.
I'm looking around my apartment right now, and the only things I bought recently were some bootleg DVDs in L.A. and mailing envelopes. There's some high-quality envelopes made by those guys who make that duct tape. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. I bought a Halo Xbox, but that lasted me a whole 2 hours.
What we're playing. I forgot to put mine in the notes.
Good one.
You still play video games?
Yeah.
But you have a daughter.
She watches.
It doesn't stop anyone. So, my friend Colin has like a 6-month-old, and he plays Burnout while his son drools on him. So.
I can't blame him because I drool at how great the graphics are on that game.
I've been playing Sly Cooper on my PS2 and Robotron 2084, part of the Midway Arcade Classics, on my GameCube.
I've been playing Earthbound on my PSP, which is about the only use that fucking system has. I mean, seriously, like, I bought it right after I found out about all the homebrew stuff. And the homebrew is really interesting, but the rest of the games, like, for the system, they just don't do it for me. It's a lot of just, you know, console-specific games dumbed down for a handheld and then repackaged so people think it's something new.
That's the sign that you're getting old when you just play the retro games.
Oh.
Well, no, I mean, I played a lot of new stuff, too. It's
you love Katamari.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing a lot of new stuff, too. It's just, I'm saying in general, like, as far as that system's concerned, it's kind of sad when the only games I could find to play on it were released 10 years ago, you know?
I'm currently playing...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm playing Pop Music 11, Beatmania 2D...
Hello? And we lost him.
Yeah. Well, I'll continue because I'm playing the same things. I'm playing Poppin' Music 11, Beatmania 2DX 11, and Animal Crossing.
I'm playing Phantom Dust, which is it's kind of like a fighting game, I suppose. I don't know. And then I finally got Activision Anthology. I ordered it from Amazon. I actually filed a complaint with PayPal because the company I bought it off of on eBay never sent it to me, and I got my money back this week from PayPal. So all those people that trash PayPal all the time, they're not all bad.
I've never had an issue with them. So I don't know. How is that Phantom Dust game? Because I see it at GameStop all the time, but I never have any
Phantom Dust?
You know, opinions to run off of, you know?
I've played through about, like, 8 to 10 missions, and it just seems way too simplistic. Like, I don't see any, like, strategy or, like, thinking involved in it. I don't know, maybe I haven't got far enough through it yet, but it's just, it's been really, really simplistic at this point.
Well, I will have a review of Amazon's customer service by next week. Well, my hard drive dropped in price by the time I got it.
Nice.
And I emailed them asking what sort of price guarantee. Oh, never mind. We'll give them their review there. Since this item was shipped so recently, I've requested a refund of $14.05 to your credit card. Awesome.
Nice.
So, Amazon.
Go Amazon.
Yeah, they get a big old thumbs up today.
I put my Dell
You know, Amazon's a really good company, too. Because I bought a lot of, like, import CDs through them, and they've never steered me wrong. Just go to, like, the Japanese or European versions of their sites, and you can buy, like, anything around the world. As we're, you know, if you want to buy a Japanese CD, you go to CD Japan or something, and they'll charge you, like, 3 or 4 times what it actually costs to buy it in Japan.
Well, I'm pretty impressed. I just emailed them last night, and they already credited me. So that's Amazon's big thumbs up.
Well, I just bought the DVD player of the day, a deal of the day. It was Philips DVD player, DivX, also plays like every format, including MP4. And it was only $62. There's a region free code out on it, so I can't wait till that gets here so I can play with that.
Where'd you get that at?
Amazon.
Hey, nice.
I put my my Dell Axim up on Amazon. It's 624 megahertz, 64 megs, 802.11b, Bluetooth. So if you're looking for a good PDA, it's up on Amazon right now.
Okay.
I know, it's okay. So weird. I'm not so tech savvy, you know, like, I'm used to talking about video games or something. Like, hey guys, I bought Steel Battalion last week. What a waste of $70.
Where did you get Steel Battalion for $70?
GameStop, some dude brought it in, and we were only going to give him like $25 for it, so I gave him $70, and they got that, and, yep, with the controller and the second version of the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun game. It's entertaining, but I don't know. I can't see myself playing it more than the one time I loaded it up last week.
I just want to play with all the switches and stuff.
Hey, dude, there's like, you have to hit 8 buttons to start your mech up at the beginning of each round.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, and the lights are really pretty, too.
Okay, closing remarks.
I'm just out of it, so I don't have much to say.
Yeah, today seems like a really laid-back day.
It's August. Nothing happens in August.
I'm going to go play We Love Katamari after this.
Woohoo!
I'm going to sit here and work on my website some more. Maybe you can see a launch before the end of this millennia.
I'm going to hope the wife gets home soon so I can take a nap.
Well, you guys sound like a bunch of party animals.
Okay. Grace, do you want to say anything?
All right.
Okay,
I have another closing remark.
Oh, okay.
One of my frogs died again this morning, so I have a moment of silence for him.
Your frogs or dogs?
Frogs.
Say hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hi.
That's cute.
Hi.
Hi.
Best podcast ever.
She's on her first podcast.
Fisher Price.
She's
going to
take you guys down
podcast.
In like a month.
Okay, Grace, you can't just.
Okay, I'd like to thank our special guest, DJ Paranoia.
Woo! Go BeMoneyStyle.com.
Yeah, BeMoneyStyle.com.
BeMoneyStyle.com.
And Dog, this is RC.
This is Goes.
This is K-Dog.
All right, this is RC. Stay tuned next week for a much better episode.